This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy Father's Day to all you dads that are listening to the program. If we can help you, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Well, this time of the year, there is a couple things that I'd like you to do. Number one is start to open up the windows and even the bulkhead or your basement door leading to the outside to get it aired out after being closed all winter, because you get that musty smell in your basement. Well, there's a product that was developed right here in the Boston area from a company called Linwood Laboratories. And they call it shoe mole. And the shoe mole is an organic product that you would spray on your basement walls, on the floor, near a washer or dryer where moisture tends to be more readily available. And this will kill the spores, and it will eliminate the odor of a musty basement. But again, it's called shoe mold. It's all organic. It was developed in the Boston area where the company is located. And if you want to get some more information on them, go to their website. And their website is Linwood Labs. .com or Linwood Labs ShoeFly.com. And if you want to get some information, go to shoe-mole.com. It's available at many of your hardware stores, and I know that you can find it at the Aubuchon hardware. They carry that particular product, plus a lot of other hardwares like True Value and Ace and some of the garden centers. The other product that they have, and with all the talk of the Zika mosquito, and this works incredible. I have a screen porch because in my backyard, when the sun starts to go down, you cannot sit in the backyard. So we built the screen porch many years ago, and I'll sit on the porch. I have a little TV that we ran a cable for, and I can watch the Red Sox, and my wife can watch her TV shows. And I've noticed that on the screens, the mosquitoes are just sitting there trying to get in. They developed a product called Screen and Surface Spray. So I bought an aerosol can of it, and you spray it on like your screen door, on the screens on your windows, and if you have a screen porch, on the screens. and the mosquito or the no-see-ums will land on it. They absorb the pesticide, and it kills them. And it works fantastic. And by putting it on your screen door, the mosquitoes are less likely to land on the screen and then find their way in through the cracks if your screen door is not perfectly sealed nice and tight. And then they end up coming in the house, or they'll just stay on the screen, and when somebody comes in or out, they come into your home and you get bitten in the house. So take a look for the shoe mold to make your basement smell good and to get rid of the mold that's in there, and the screen and surface to put on your screens for your windows, your doors, or even your screen porch, and you'll eliminate the possibility of getting bitten. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Susan calling in from Cape Cod with a question about hydrangeas.
Susan from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, and happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm probably your 5 millionth caller regarding our terrible situation here with hydrangeas on the Cape. Yeah. So there's a lot of discussion as to why we have a situation where we're just having the big sticks and just the new green ball coming up from the center. I did hear your program last week where you suggested that we get rid of those sticks right away in order to save the green. But I wanted to ask you if you could just explain a little bit about why we're having this situation. I thought we had a rather mild winter, and I'm just curious as to why we're having this with most of our blue hydrangeas. And also, two other short questions. One, should we try and get the sticks way down into the ball cut as low as we can? And also, you mentioned fertilizing them now in order to perhaps get some blooms next year, and what you would suggestion is for fertilizer.
Okay. I've done, in the last 2 months, a lot of traveling, doing consultations and helping people with their homes, and that's all I'm seeing. And I've never seen so many of the blue and the pink ball hydrangeas that have died back to the ground. And I think part of the problem was that we had a very, very mild fall. And if you think back, for example, on Christmas Day, I went to my son Patrick's house in Lowell, and we had every window open, and he had a screen door on, because on Christmas Day, it was 80-plus degrees, and we never have that type of weather. So a lot of the hydrangeas that normally slowly go into winter went from very warm weather during the fall into Thanksgiving and then even into Christmas. And then it got cold. And because it wasn't gradual, the plants didn't get ready for it because the temperatures stayed warm.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the hydrangeas died back to the ground when the cold did arrive. I think my first snowstorm in Maine was December 30th. So here it is on Christmas Day, 80 plus degrees. And 5 days later, we had a foot of snow on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So the blue hydrangea, the ball-shaped ones, the lace cap and the pink, they make the flowers on the branches that were made the previous year. So when you look at your plant in the fall, those plants that look like sticks, on the sticks are the flower buds. Well, unfortunately, we had no snow cover. The temperatures would get warm, they get cold, they get warm, they get cold. We had a lot of sunny days. We had a lot of wind. And what happens when you get sunny days and wind, the wind will blow across your property and it's dry and it picks up moisture normally from the snow. Well, for a lot of us, we didn't have any snow at times, and it pulled the moisture from foliage, from rhododendrons, from azaleas, from yews, and also from rose bushes, which took a good hit, and hydrangea. So the growth from last year all died because of a combination of things. And what you need to do is to take your hand pruners and cut as close to the ground as you can get without damaging the new growth that's emerging from the root system. So you got to get all those dead sticks out. And then the new growth will really start to fill in. I would feed your hydrangea with something like plant tone, or there are special hydrangea fertilizers to try and encourage them to come back. And some of the newer varieties may give you some blossoms, but not in the amount that we are currently used to. It will make new growth, and hopefully next year will be better. Everybody got off to a late start this spring. If you want to make up for lost time, use Protolyzer Beneficial Microbes from Natural Alternative. Millions of microbes will bring your soil to life again and rebuild it to make it more productive. Don't use a chemical fertilizer. Use Mother Nature. Call 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5444 for more information. Protolyzer.
Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
When roaches invade your home, don't turn to complicated, messy products. Bayer Advanced Home Pest Roach Killer Gel helps you fight back. The easy one-touch applicator lets you dab small, precise doses in areas where roaches love to hide, leaving no odor or mess. It's just that easy. And Bayer Advanced Roach Killer Gel kills all major types of roaches for up to 6 months or until bait is consumed. Home Pest Roach Killer Gel from Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy Father's Day to all you dads. If we can help you, the number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Janet from New Hampshire with a question about Red Thread.
Janet, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Paul, I have blotches of red thread in my lawn, and I don't know if there's anything on the market that I could spray on it to take care of the infestation. Can you tell me what that would be?
Okay. Now, let's just talk a little bit about the red thread. Does it look like little pieces of, like, cotton candy are growing on the grass itself?
No, it's just the color of red on the very tips of the grass blade.
Okay, because usually red thread doesn't start till we get hot, humid weather.
Okay, but I do have it. The blades are red at the very tip of them.
Right. So what you want to do is you want to get a lawn disease control product. And you can find that at your local nursery and garden center. And it's a product that you would put down when the grass is moist. Like first thing in the morning, you have that dew on your lawn. And that way, when you apply the powder on the lawn, it will stick.
Yes.
It will stick to the foliage, and it will change to a liquid, and then it will be absorbed into the plant, and it will take care of the red thread. Now, do you mow your own grass, or do you have somebody do it for you?
No, somebody in the family does it for me.
Okay. When was the last time you sharpened the blade?
Oh, I'm not quite sure when they did that. I don't have an answer to that, Paul. I don't know.
Then ask them.
Okay.
And the reason is this. If you have a sharp blade, when you mow the grass, the end of the grass where it was cut will be nice and smooth.
Yes.
If it's a dull blade and you look at the end of the blade of the grass, it will be jagged. It will be look like it was ripped off.
Okay.
And what happens is this. When you mow your grass with a sharp blade, it will make a scab on that cut to prevent dehydration and to prevent diseases from entering the blade of grass. If the blade of grass is cut with a dull blade and it's ripped, because it's jagged up and down, it can't make a callus, and then it's easier for diseases like red thread to get onto your lawn.
Okay. The powder you're talking about, does it also come in a liquid form?
It also comes in a liquid form, and you just go to your local garden center and tell them that you have red thread, and they will show you both products that they have available. Bayer makes a product. Bonide makes a product that you can put on your lawn, and within a week or 10 days, the red thread is gone.
Bayer or Bonide. Okay.
Yep.
And the other question I have Andromedas, and there's little white insect-type creatures on the bottom side of the leaf.
Yes.
And what would you suggest I spray that with?
Okay. The insect that's on the Japanese Andromeda is called a lace bug.
Yes.
And it's similar to your traditional aphid, except it has these cellophane type wings on them.
Okay.
And they are, as you said, on the underside of the leaf of your Japanese Andromeda. They're sucking the energy out of the leaf, and because the sap is thick, they inject a thinning solution, pull out the green chlorophyll, and then you get all these dots. The best product to use right now is called Tree and Shrub by Bayer or Bonide.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden. Have you been fighting diseases on your plants? Diseases like downy mildew, especially on impatiens and other bedding plants. Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide controls downy mildew and many other diseases. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid to be mixed with water and used as a foliar spray. Agrifos also controls Phytophthora and other root rot diseases. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without unsightly disease problems. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery from Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy Father's Day to all of you dads out there. I hope that you're pampered like you haven't been in a long, long time. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Rich from Massachusetts with a question about corn.
Rich, welcome, and happy Father's Day to you.
Happy Father's Day to you, too, Paul.
Thank you.
I have corn that I plant every year, sections maybe 4 or 5 feet square. And during the summer, just about every summer that occurs, I'll get a windstorm or a heavy rainstorm, and it will just knock the plants over. Now, I've tried putting strings around it, and if I do that early enough, it'll help. But I'm just wondering, what am I doing wrong? What I do, I don't plant the seeds in the ground directly. I have to start them. I have to germinate them in soil in the sunroom. Then I plant them, and I space them appropriately, like 5-6 inches, and I set them in the bottom of furrows, so I will have soil to bring up after the plant gets taller to try to support it. But whatever I do, nothing seems to really work and support the plant from falling over when it's subjected to the strong winds or rain.
Now, does it break or does it just kind of bend over?
It'll either one.
Okay. Now, how about the thickness of your stem? Does it get to be a good inch in diameter?
Say an inch, no, but we get decent-sized corn when it's not damaged by the storm. Usually we do get a storm.
What are you using for a fertilizer in your garden?
I am using the Plantone. I've been using that for 5 or 6 years now.
Yeah, Plantone's a good food, and it has mycorrhizae fungus in it. So that should help to produce a stronger root.
And most soil goes way down over a foot.
Yeah. Now, how about sunshine?
Could be one of the problems. Maybe 6-7 hours. Six hours, that's it.
So is it getting it in the morning or the afternoon?
like 10 o'clock on, 9 to 10.
9 to 10 o'clock on. So you're getting...
Well, actually, it's coming up now. I can see the sun in that area. So, sorry.
So you're getting it for the better part of the day when the sun is at its peak. Because I was thinking maybe it was getting too much shade and it was stretching and getting top heavy, and that would be one of the reasons for it to fall over. Have you limed lately?
I use the ashes from the garden.
Okay.
From the stove, wood stove.
Right. Okay. Because a 5-gallon bucket of wood ash will change the acidity in a 1,000-square-foot garden. So wood ash is a very, very good product to add to your garden to keep the acidity down.
Mm-hmm.
The only other thing that I would try is... It could be that the roots themselves, now in the fall when you get ready to clean the garden, is it easy to pull the corn stalk out of the ground?
I expected that question. No, they're down there.
Hmm. So it's well rooted, it's well anchored.
But it's the stems, just... I guess. The stems are perhaps the weak point. That's where they're swaying. Are they too close together?
Well, if you go into a farmer's field, the corn is about a foot apart, and they're planted in rows.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're planting yours in a block, you said,
well,
right?
In rows, about 4 or 5 rows.
Okay, and how long are the rows?
About 4 or 5 feet.
4 or 5 feet, and you have 4 rows, so you've got a square.
Right.
Why don't you try planting, instead of 4 rows, 5 feet long, try planting 2 rows, 10 foot long, and see if that makes a difference. It could be that when you do get some severe weather, because it's in a block...
Well, I have like 3 or 4 blocks.
In this garden.
I will plant them every 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. And they're all planted side by side.
Right, in a group.
Wow. Well, you need something to build the overall strength of your plant. But you're using plant tone.
Yes. I think I should perhaps increase my watering then. Just leave the hose there for a longer period of time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how tall does your corn grow?
Oh, the 6-7 feet tall.
Yeah. If it's growing 6 or 7 feet, it's growing at a recommended rate. I mean,
mm-hmm.
some places they'll grow a little bit taller. I would try adding maybe 2 or 3 times during the year. And I would do the first application now. Get some of the Neptune's Harvest fish and seaweed fertilizer.
I haven't tried that. Good.
And I would do it now. I'd wait 2 or 3 weeks, hit it again, and then wait another 2 or 3 weeks and do it a third time. Neptune's Harvest. In fact, just won a major award out of over 1,000 companies, small businesses that applied. They were in the top 3 in the entire country.
All right.
And a bakery who does everything organic in Ohio won. A seed company from New York State called Fruitington in upper state New York won, and Neptune's Harvest in Gloucester, and they won for the best fertilizer, organic fertilizer in the country. The seed company won for being certified organic and no GMO seed.
All right.
And the bakery won for making their baked goods GMO-free and a lot of natural grains that help the body with digestion and everything else. So
okay,
I would try that, and I would really soak the ground, give them a good shot of it, and see if you can stiffen up the stem of your corn plant.
I have one other question. We have two Fritillaria plants. I transplanted one 3 or 4 years ago, and it has yet to rebloom.
Okay. When you move the plant from one pot to the other, how much bigger did it go to?
The height?
The size of your pot. Did you go
from... Oh, it's not in a pot. It's directly in the ground.
Oh, it's directly in the ground.
Right.
Okay. But it's growing okay, but it just won't flower.
Right. It doesn't have foliage for a very long period of time. We tend to get an insect, some kind of a bug that eats it. This year I used the Captain Jack, and I think that controlled it. But then the foliage tends to wilt and dry and fall off before it gets enough food, is my thought.
Right. Well, see, I would take that Neptune Savis and I would feed them. It is a liquid. It is organic. And because it's a liquid, it can get into the plant faster. And also spray it on the foliage, and it can enter the plant through the foliage as well as through the root system.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Captain Jack will work well to take care of all types of chewing insects. But what I would do is this. When the plant comes up and it's, let's say, maybe 6 to 10 inches tall, take a shovel and from the center of the plant, measure out about 12 to 15 inches and jump on the shovel and root prune the plant. Sometimes a plant gets too comfortable and it won't blossom. And by root pruning it, the plant thinks it's going to die. And the goal of that plant is to make seed, and the only way it can make seed to reproduce itself is to make a blossom. So I would try root pruning them early in the year, feeding it with the Neptune Savis, keep that Captain Jack on the foliage, so that the caterpillar-type chewing insects and the beetles don't remove the foliage, and I think you're going to see a difference.
Can I feed it now even though there's no foliage left?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that will probably encourage some new growth to develop from the base of the plant, and that will help to give more energy for the future.
Oh, right. Well, you've been most informative.
I thank you. And you
thank
have
you
a wonderful
much,
Father's Day.
And you enjoy the same. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We are here to help you so that you can have a better garden and a better lawn. So don't be shy. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. The number is 855-660-4261. Now, one thing, because of the weather, I know a lot of you have not fed your lawn. And I can see it when I drive around town or when I'm making my consultations. There's a fertilizer that's made in Maryland, and it's called Pro Trust. And it's a very, very unique fertilizer, because it will effectively feed your lawn for a 16-week period. Most lawn fertilizers, especially your major names, will last for a 6-week period. And that's why you got to feed the lawn 4 times a year. Well, the Pro Truss feeds it for 16 weeks, and you only need to feed it in the spring and in the fall of the year. So if you haven't fed it, get some protolizer. Now, if your garden center doesn't have it, call this number. It's 410-956-1481. That's 410-956-1481. And the other thing that is put in the bag is a product called CDU. And CDU will help to eliminate disease problems in your lawn. So if you've had dollar spot and summer damage like red thread and a few others, put this product down right now. And I'll tell you, you're not going to believe the difference in the quality of your grass. That's Pro Truss.
Paul Parrott here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a control-release fertilizer that will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year, available at your local garden center. Or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Everybody got off to a late start this spring. If you want to make up for lost time, use Protolizer Beneficial Microbes from Natural Alternative. Millions of microbes will bring your soil to life again and rebuild it to make it more productive. Don't use a chemical fertilizer. Use Mother Nature. Call 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5444 for more information. Protolizer. For weeks now, I've been telling you about Natural Alternative Organic Mosquito, Tick, and Flea Control. Well, folks, here's the latest news on getting rid of mosquitoes and ticks. Natural Alternative's parent company, Natural Lawn of America, has been treating lawns for 30 years now. These professionally trained technicians can treat your property to get rid of mosquitoes safely. The service is called Mosquito Ranger. It attacks mosquitoes so that you can enjoy the outdoor spaces right away. If ticks are a problem, ask for Natural Lawn about Tick Ranger for tick control. Mosquito Ranger and Tick Ranger are pet and kid friendly, so if you like the convenience of mosquitoes and tick services, call our good friends at Natural Lawn of America at 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5484.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning cubes. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my forefoot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy Father's Day to all you dads. We're going to go right to the phone lines. And Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ed from Maine with a question about asparagus.
Ed, welcome and happy Father's Day to you.
Same to you, Paul. Same to you, my friend.
Thank you.
I've got two rows of asparagus, Paul.
Okay.
30 feet long. One's been in about 16 years, and the other one's been in about 8. And I'm out there every 2.5-3 weeks weeding them. Every 4 weeks to 5 weeks, I throw a little 10-10-10 out there. And we're usually accustomed to getting anywhere from 75 to 80 pounds. And this year, we're not doing near that. What am I doing wrong?
Okay. Are you picking everything that comes up, or are you allowing the plant to make foliage to rebuild the energy in the plant?
I'm only picking anything that's above 1/4 inch in diameter.
So anything that's got a skinny stem is allowed to grow?
Yes.
Okay. And how tall will that foliage grow? Will it get up 5 or 6 feet tall?
Usually it does. Right now it's only about maybe 3.5 feet.
Right. And
usually by this time it's higher.
Okay. What have you used for a fertilizer in your garden?
I've used cow manure, and I use 10-10-10.
Okay. Cow manure is a very good fertilizer. I've been using a product called Black Cow. It's a new cow manure from Texas and Florida, which I never realized that Florida was the number two state for cattle. It just blew my mind. But the land is so flat that they have a lot of cattle. But the black cow fertilizer is actually 40% real manure in the bag, while all of the other fertilizers, cow manure fertilizers on the market, could be anywhere from 10 to 15%. And the rest of it is wood shavings or sawdust from when they harvest the manure from the barns.
Wow.
So I switched over to black cow, found a tremendous difference. And what I'm going to be doing a couple of times during the summer, once in July and once in August, and I'm going to hit my rhubarb with it. I'm going to take a 5-gallon bucket. I'm going to put about half a shovel full of the black cow in the bucket, fill it full of water, stir it up real well, and then slowly pour it down the sides of the rows of my vegetables and like make a circle around my tomatoes, my green peppers, broccoli, and things like that. And that will give you a nice juicy tea that will get in there and feed the plant slowly. Now, the other thing that would help, it sounds to me that the root system is getting tired or it's getting weak. I would buy this Protolizer from Natural Alternative. And I had a real long talk with one of the owners, and she was telling me that a lot of the farmers in Pennsylvania, Maryland, West Virginia are now using this Protolizer, and they're finding that they're getting bigger fruit, they're getting tastier fruit, they're getting vegetables that store longer, and they're getting vegetables that will be more productive because it has 69 different microbes, bacteria, and fungi. It's not a fertilizer. It's a way to rebuild your soil and the root system around your plants, and it comes as a powder. You mix it with water, pour it right over your asparagus bed, and it will take care of it. Now let me give you their phone number. It's 888-546-5941. So 888-546-5941. Give him a call.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.